Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
All right, we bring you live music here on Daily Scramble Live on KX93.5. And in studio now is L Bell, Fuzzy Rock, out of L.A., with a new double album coming out this fall, a new single called Failed Dreams. We're going to talk to him in a minute. But first, a stripped-down performance from L Bell live in our studio on KX93.5.
San Francisco's gonna take my baby. San Francisco's gonna take my girl. Oh no. Toss a coin in a thousand wells. My baby's gone away, swept to the bay.
Awesome. You haven't even had your coffee yet this morning. That was insane. L Bell live in studio on KX93.5. Let's hear one more song from you, then we'll come back and talk more. Again, this is all live right now on Laguna's Only FM.
Hidden
through the street filled with sticky tacks. I just can't relax, I just can't relax. Burning down buildings with a lightning stick. We're gonna make it stick, we're gonna make it stick. You better mean it, you better mean it. Cause time is ticking away, tick, tick, you better mean it. Fill me up, sunshine, with the sparkle in. We're gonna make it sing, we're gonna make it sing. Love me in the morning and kiss me at night. It's alright, it's alright. You better mean it, you better mean it. Cause time is ticking away, tick, tick, you better mean it. You better mean it like a spell on you. You better mean it like you could you do. You better mean it cause I'm caught on you, caught on you. Hear me out, sugar, with the play on words. Oh yeah, you weigh my curds. Oh yeah, you weigh my curds. Love me in the morning and stay through the night. It's alright. You better mean it. You better mean it. Cause time is ticking away. Tick, tick, you better mean it. Carving stone. You better mean it when we run away, run away. Let's start running. You better mean it. You better mean it. You better mean it.
So cool, man. Elvel live on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We heard two songs there, You Better Mean It, and before that, San Francisco's Gonna Take My Girls. Go ahead and hop on that microphone, and we'll chat more about this upcoming record and the shows and everything. First of all, thank you, dude. That was so killer to have you strip down and do that, especially for us.
Yeah, man. No, thank you. These headphones right here?
Or you don't need them. Just go ahead and you don't even need them.
I don't even need them.
You don't even need them. You don't need them.
We're going off the grid.
just we're doing it live.
We're doing it live.
You didn't really need to sit down, but I guess if you want to,
I might as well make myself comfortable.
You need to relax.
Yeah, yeah. I need to chill out, man. I'm too stressed.
That was so cool. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, thank you, man. Cool.
So did you indeed prepare that kind of for us, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, this is only the second radio spot I've done with this sort of setup. Am I close enough to the mic?
Yeah, I just wanted you to turn down that headphone.
Oh, yeah. I can turn it off.
There it is. Lovely.
It's so funny, like... It's like it's foreign to speak in a room with somebody. It's like, where's my headphones? I need to hear my conversation in the headphones. But yeah, man, it was. This is the first time I've done that with this setup.
Yeah, because usually there's a full band behind
you. Yeah, five piece. I play with a bunch of really cool dudes.
Well, I thought that was awesome. I mean, I've heard obviously the single and stuff, but I thought that was a killer way to present your music.
Yeah, man. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
So tell us about those two tracks. We heard You Better Mean It and San Francisco's Gonna Take My Girl, the first of which sounds a little bit like a personal tale.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is, yeah. It's funny because Elvel is kind of... I've been working on it for a little bit now, and you know, the release kept getting delayed. and I've just been collecting a mass of songs. And those two songs I played were actually from the first wave of tunes that I wrote for this project. When I was first starting this project and first sort of thought of the concept of Velbel, those were the first tunes out of the gate that sort of informed the rest of the material that I ended up writing. So it's like, you know, you're spinning this single Failed Dreams,
right,
and it's much different, or not much different, but like definitely a different feel than those tunes. Those tunes are a bit more like you said, fuzz rock, 60s sure. inspired, early 70s, and Failed Dreams is more synthy and stuff like that. And it's because they were written from at different points in my life. So like, yeah, that tale is like, it's over and done with. It's like she didn't go to San Francisco.
She didn't?
No, it's old news now. She's here in LA. It's great.
It's what, same girl?
Same girl, man.
And now she's here.
And she's here in LA.
She never left.
She, wow. Yeah. I thought she was going to go to San Francisco, but I won.
By writing a song about it?
Take that, San Francisco.
Yeah, well done. So you've got a double album coming out, which, you know, is an amalgamation of probably a lot of different times in your life.
Yeah, and a lot of different sounds and a lot of different things that I was sort of chasing. It was, in the past, I've been very concerned about making an album really coherent and sort of make sense from song to song. And with this one, it's really about giving the audience more credit. Like, people like a wide variety of music, and I like a wide variety of music, and people aren't going to like listen to a few songs and then hear something a little offbeat and be like, oh, this isn't what I thought it was. I'm going to shut it off, you know?
So you're okay being very diverse.
And eclectic for sure. And I went down some weird rabbit holes experimenting with different sounds, and like some of it gets really almost like early Genesis prog rocky.
Okay.
It's like I kind of just let myself, I just followed whatever I was doing, whatever sort of sound I was going for, I went like all the way with it.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And so some of it may be alienating, but I have fun. So
is the reason why it's a double album just because you had too much stuff, you couldn't possibly narrow it down?
Yeah, that, and I thought, yeah, primarily that. In a weird way, even though I just sort of said the opposite, the songs do work together in a strange narrative that started to become relatively cohesive, maybe not genre-wise, because like I said, some of it's psych rock, some of it's synth pop.
But it tells a story.
But there is a narrative string that kind of runs through it. So it was partly having all this material, partly, you know, just running out of money releasing songs bit by bit. I'm like, I just got to get them all out, you know?
Well, I think that now more than ever, it's important to listen to a band's full record in a time where singles are highly driven and you go on Spotify and there's only one song, you listen to it. I mean, you intentionally wrote a narrative of an album, so I think you want people to listen to the whole thing in the order you intended.
For sure, for sure. And I understand that, you know, people are busy and it's like, I think the record clocks in at like an hour and 20 minutes. And to ask somebody of that, to sit down and give you an hour and 20 minutes of their time is a pretty bold ask.
Sure.
But I think that there is something rewarding about doing that. And I find myself having to I force myself to do that all the time instead of throwing on Spotify and like a playlist. I'm like, oh, I should, like, for example, the new Radiohead that just came out.
Right.
It was so rewarding to just put on headphones, go about my business and listen to the album twice through, all the way through, you know? And I as I was doing it, I was like, man, I haven't listened to an album all the way through in such a long time. It's definitely a lost art. And,
and bands spend so much time on what they want it to be.
Right.
So, you know, pay them back by listening to it.
Right. Yeah.
Again, El Bell in studio. Let's talk about that name because, you know, you have a real name also, but El Bell is what people call you, you said.
Yeah, people call me El.
So how did that happen? What is that?
It was a little like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde sort of thing. Like whenever I would start to get drunk and rambunctious, people would be like, oh, here comes L. Like, here he comes.
Like a feisty female version of yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, definitely a bit of I think a bit of androgyny is good. I like, I've definitely sent emails as L, and people have been like, referred to me as like a woman coming back. And I don't even correct them. I'm just like,
well, I mean, you've definitely asked for it by.
Yeah, for sure.
Going with that name.
L, yeah.
Are you aware of the artist Ezra Furman?
No.
He wears a dress and he like dresses as a woman, but he's not. His name's Ezra.
Oh,
so
wow.
your next step may be that.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I play with this.
Totally.
Me and my buddies have this like schizophrenic punk rock band called Drunk Old Ladies, and I wear a dress on stage
perfect.
With that.
See, you've already done it.
Yeah.
You're crossing over. I love it.
Well,
we're a big fan of the single Failed Dreams, the one we've been spinning. We're excited for all the new material. And you've got a show coming up on June 6th, right?
Yeah. I'm supporting Steady Holiday. She has a Monday night residency at the Satellite. She asked me to play. So I'm stoked. Yeah, Monday, June 6th. It's a free show, free Monday night Satellite vibe.
Cool.
Do you guys get up to LA a lot? Like Silver Lake?
I'm stuck on my couch most weeknights. But our listeners do, sure. Some of our hipper.
This is my first time in Laguna.
More adventurous ones. Yeah, thanks, man. Yeah. And you said it was the second radio performance, right?
Yeah. We've just started kind of trying to get the single out there. And this is, my only second radio performance.
Well, thank you for choosing us, man. We're really privileged.
Pleasure was all mine.
So where do you want people to go to keep in touch with when the new album comes out, social media, website, that sort of thing?
Sure, yeah. Elbelmusic.com is sort of, I've got all my social media stuff on there. But if you do Twitter, it's Elbelmusic. If you do Instagram, it's Elbelband. I had to like add different suffixes because... And it's so frustrating because I'll go to Elbel and like, no, there'll be no posts. They don't use it.
You have to buy it from them.
Yeah, they just sit on it.
Approach them until they get an offer.
Yeah, exactly. But Elbel Music on Twitter is probably what I'm most active on. And then Instagram. There's I think it's Elbel Music on Facebook, but I loathe Facebook. I just can't stand it.
Well, we're live on Facebook now.
Oh, I meant I love Facebook.
That's okay. I don't think Mark Zuckerberg's watching our.
He's like, I'm going to get
live broadcast.
L Bell.
All right, man. Well, we really appreciate you taking the time. This will be podcast. You can watch the video on Facebook. L Bell, thank you, sir. We'll see you.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
Cheers.